I ended up then going to work for a aluminium company down in South Wales, Ilan Tristan, a company called Cornier, because I was very fortunate. I had 3 months out of work, and I suddenly had a phone call from an old colleague at another company. He said, "Did you know Cornier? We're looking for a works engineer." And I said, "No, I didn't." And he gave me a phone number and somebody to talk to, and I went down and had a couple of interviews, and I got offered the job. I took it tongue-in-cheek because I was out of work, and I needed to go on paying a mortgage. But they were at the stage of 1 year left on an investment by the Welsh Development Authority, who had started them up, so it was a two-year-old plant. And they had 1 year left. They hadn't actually broken even. They'd lost money each of those 2 years. And they wanted me to pull it round, improve the downtime, improve the quality of the product, because they were getting a lot of scrap return. And to do it in that year, so that when they lost their development investment, you know, they'd be able to make a profit and stand on their own 2 feet. Well, after 18 months, I said, "I'm sorry, you're never going to do it." You'd end up with, you had 24-hour operation and you had a shift of 25 people. But that was a very tight number to do what they wanted to do. It really wasn't enough. You could do them with 30. But you never, ever got 25 people. You were lucky if you got 20. So that severely limited production. And if there was a international match on at Cardiff, you didn't get anybody. Particularly if it was the Scots, because they got a big affinity, the Welsh and the Scots. And I just said in the end, "I'm sorry, I'm not living with this anymore. I can't fulfil what you asked me to do, so it's time to go."
So what? So obviously you are retired now. Did you do anything between
then? No. I was only down there 18 months.
I will
diverse a minute, if you don't mind. In my time down there, I was staying in digs for 4 nights a week and coming home on a Friday night for the weekend. And in the digs, there was a guy named Chris Tomlinson, who I got to know. During a conversation one evening, I happened to mention that I worked Fielding Platt, and he went all quiet. And I said, "You all right?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "It's just Fielding Platt brings back bad memories for me." I said, "Well, I didn't know you worked at Fielding and Platt." He said, "No, I didn't," he said. He said, "But their chief draftsman got drowned trying to rescue my brother."
Oh, it's truth.
And it's Steve Davis, do you remember him? Late 50s.
No.
He was on holiday down in Cornwall, and this lad's brother got into difficulties, and Steve went in after him, and they both got drowned.
Oh, it's true.
And another coincidence was that when I retired, or a year before I retired, I got an allotment down in the Reddings. And when I started down there, this old guy came wandering down and introduced himself, and he said, "I know you." So I said, "Sorry," I said, "your face looks familiar, but I don't know you." And he said, "Well, I don't know where I know you from." So I said, "Well, I'm ex-Fielding and Platt man, would it be there?" And it turned out he was the guy who used to marshal the railway carriages up through the bar stores and into the refitting shop.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Small world.
Absolutely.
But
to answer your question, when I left South Wales, I was fortunate to get a job with Sporic Circle.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was got a job at Charlton House, Charlton Kings, which is the main headquarters, in the oil and petrochemical division.
Right.
And they employed me because they wanted somebody who could write up instruction manuals, operating and maintenance manuals and operating manuals.
Yeah.
So I ended up, for the last 10 years of my working life, doing that. But going back to the comments about Fieldings was one happy family, they acted in exactly the same manner. It was like working for a family.
What, Spirax?
Yeah.
They
even the people, you know, responding the same way as we would have done at Fieldings with each other.
But interesting, it sounds like you didn't actually encounter that between leaving Fieldings and joining Spirax.
No, not at all.
No?
Not
no.
at all.
It's,
I never had that. I think the other thing that was significant about Fieldings was that you were an individual and you could assume that you could do things. In other words, if you thought that you could do a particular job, even though it wasn't yours and it needed doing, you got on and did it.
Yeah.
And that's how I come to learn about the hydraulics and the pneumatics, because I went down and worked with the people that were doing that job. Nobody stopped me. You never got a rollicking for it.
No.
And the more you were willing
to
assume a responsibility for something, the more you were encouraged.
Yeah. The what that brings back in my to my memory is we had crane drivers. I worked a lot of time in hydraulic too. We had crane drivers there, but if they weren't available or they're working on something else, you just drive the crane.
Yeah.
And do your own slinging, do the whole blooming lot. And they were aware of it. They weren't unhappy. They're thinking, oh, that's great. He's doing that job because I can't get there at the moment. And so, yeah, you're right. You just get on and...
You just get on and do the job.
Muck in is maybe the word,
You know, people like Bill Meadows and Wilf Gardner and people like that recognised that you were doing it. And that's how I got on it, Fieldings.
Yeah.
Never refused to do anything either.
Yeah.
If I can just digress again for a moment, going back to this guy that I told you about, I was in digs with down there. Whose brother got drowned, Longest D. Davis. I got talking to him as well about where he works, and he worked for Bosch.
Yeah.
Who had a plant down on the main road from Llantrisant. And he came back one day and he said, I've just been talking to somebody who knows you. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, Colin Lee.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I said, oh, yeah. I said, I know Colin. He was in charge of the piping design office when I was at Fieldings. And he said, well, he's down there doing some piping design for Bosch at the moment.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you keep having these coincidences through your life.
You do.
We're people.
Yeah.
So yes, I ended up at Sporex Arco and retired from there.
Yeah.
And I've always looked fondly on my life at Fieldings and my time there.
Yeah, it's. I mean, engineering is a very interesting career to have, and I found my time very interesting in it as well. And yeah, it gives you a lot of satisfaction most of the time.
Yes.
But it's great. Thanks very much for, you know, putting up with Derek and myself this afternoon.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. We really enjoyed it.
We have chewed the fat rather a lot. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed, both. Thank you.